nervous anymore.
I'm totally nervous.
You're not. All right, we are here at the 2019 Big Bright Minds, put on by the fine folks at Filene Research Institute. And in the studio lounge, we have a couple of soon-to-be graduates
departing
in the midst. Yes,
I-3
outgoing folks. And so how's it? Oh, where are my manners? I have to introduce you guys. Holly Martindale. As from Cesslock Federal Credit Union. Holly, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very nervous about my presentation and this video.
She is not nervous at all.
You're going to do wonderful in both.
But I think I'll play it off well.
If this is nervous, I want to be nervous. So you are not nervous. All right, and Ryan Wing from Infinity Federal Credit Union.
That's correct.
The credit union that just keeps going.
We just
and going
never
and going.
End. No, let's keep rolling right.
Is that your tagline? We never end?
I'll pitch it to marketing.
Please do. Trademark it, all right?
Let's see how that one goes.
We never end. We're always there for you to the end of time.
This
all
is
right.
True.
Good stuff. Hey, all right, before we get into the I-3 stuff, how's the conference going for you? I mean, yesterday was a banner day.
Yeah.
It was a huge day. So how was it for you guys?
A lot of great takebacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time we come to Big Bright Minds or have a session with Filene, there's so much just to chew in your brain on the different points of view, the sociological, the political, different angles that run through things that just infuse ideas mm-hmm. and pull through the correlations.
I like the bringing in people who aren't part of credit unions.
Exactly.
I mean, we heard from an anthropologist yesterday about pottery and in Ecuador and those experiences and just thinking outside that box. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons that I like Filene and what they do because it makes us do that. And then the facilitated workshops yesterday, we were both in the data session both IT data-ish oriented. and that workshop was great, like just some great conversations and some great ideas, sharing back and forth. Mm-hmm. On our bus ride to our event, I was talking to somebody about, you said this about something you've rolled out at your organization, and I'm really interested in that, but also what negative responses have you had from it. So it was great. Conversations just kept going.
And that's the collaboration piece of I-3. I mean, that's where that keeps going. It's the never-ending conversation. And for the past 2 years, like we were talking yesterday, Holly, we've had weekly calls with a mix and match of teams. There was just constant collaboration on innovation. And it's
That's the beauty of the industry. You guys can do that. Very few, if any, industries can do that. You know, so
or will do it, even if they can.
Exactly. Because I've been in industries where they don't do any of that. Are you kidding
me?
Exactly. Precisely. All right. So tell me about what you guys are going to do. Holly, you said you guys are going to be on stage in an hour presenting your I-3 project. And last year we were in San Diego and we had the great
blackout of 2018.
And you guys were actually coincidentally talking about natural disasters and
my team had done the presentation on natural disasters in the FEMA app, and then there was flooding that night and the power went out the next day. Able to present?
I wasn't there.
But
we're a pandemic, so fortunately, I don't think it was a widespread outbreak of any airborne illnesses that I heard of.
No,
so
just a little short blackout outlet. Yeah, a little outage there. Just local.
Little brownout's fine. It's okay.
No pandemics there in San Diego. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I thought it was. I want to say funny, but it was very coincidental.
We
that you
got
guys
a lot of free
that.
Advertising for our solution.
Yeah. Winner, winner. Right
exactly.
There. So what's going to happen this year in about an hour? What are you guys going to be talking about?
This cycle was different from the other three that we've participated in because we actually partnered with another organization. So each team was tasked to find either a nonprofit or a credit union, someone that they could partner with to solve a real problem that credit union felt that they had. Mm-hmm. So we were fortunate enough to pair with a credit union for someone on our team, very supportive, and they gave us a bunch of things to look at and talk about. It was like an overwhelming list.
It was a good strong list. Like they had clear folks what they wanted to try to address, some issues that they've heard bubble up over the past couple of years.
And then we're leaving it as kind of, at least I've been leaving it as a surprise when people ask
me. Me too.
I'm like, I'll just tell you that there was a big pivot shift.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
So I want to talk about since you guys are graduating this afternoon this afternoon, how has the journey been? What has that been like? How has it helped your careers? How has it kind of enhanced your knowledge? All this type of stuff. Tell me about the journey that you guys have been on the last however long you guys have been in the program.
Kick it off.
I had met a I-3er at another conference, another vendor conference, and just the work that she was doing in her role at her organization was exactly what I was pitching to do at my organization. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned Filene to me. So, like everyone else, I got in there in M Research. I was like, wait, this is like thinking outside, and that, again, it's that introduction to things I wouldn't have thought of. I probably would not have been exposed to a strategic foresight exercise.
No.
Just in my normal role, it probably wouldn't have come across my desk.
Yeah.
And being part of I3 gave me the opportunity to do that, to work with another credit union without that, like, oh, they're our competitor, don't share info them.
Precisely, locally, right? That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Right, right. So it was just the idea of the sharing, and the teams that I've been on have all been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we actually, I know one of our field trips yesterday for the Days Away was to the Common Sense Lab.
Mm-hmm.
My team had the good fortune to rope them in on our very first project. And I probably wouldn't have had that exposure or thought to even look down that avenue or look for other research sources if I hadn't gone through all of this and learned that all of that is out there. And think about that, and how does it affect what we do at our organization?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good stuff, Ryan?
Yeah, myself, I was offered this idea by my CEO, Liz Hayes, who is a first-gen I3er.
Wow.
And I started a handful of months after her, taking over the CEO position. And this was a way, I think, to help her introduce me to the culture of innovation and empowerment that she's trying to drive at the credit union by getting out and experiencing it in a larger scale to bring back to the credit union, start sharing this with a small, first with my own team, start spreading out through other teams. And that's been the big takeaway. It's knowing how to instill what you've learned here back home and then keep that collaborative going.
Yep.
As Haniel will talk, throughout the whole year, even on our own sessions working on projects together, we're still in contact with everyone else from I3. Like, we're texting each other at night and just going back and forth. It's a, you build up a family. Like
exactly.
A good, really solid
even though you're
family.
Graduating, you're still
no
you're
loss.
Still collaborating. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
If anything, it probably enhanced it.
We
right?
have a couple live projects that we're still testing on that are kind of that we've been tracking still. The last with Team Spork that we're really trying to push and get in the hands of people. So.
Nice. Yeah.
So let's talk post I3. Now that you guys have been through this tremendous experience, what's going to happen now? Where do you take all that? Where do you take this experience in your career? What are you going to do with it now? What's next for you guys, Holly?
Ooh, what's next? I, you
deep
know what?
Question.
I know, right? It is, because everything up until now has been as of
deadline,
noon today.
Deadline.
What am I doing? I don't know where I'm going to go with it yet. I'm definitely very interested in the research side, but I more want to take that research and do stuff with
it. Okay, all
right. I'd like to get something spun up at our organization. Our CEO, Jerry LaChance, was in the first I3 wave as well.
Oh, wow, okay.
And was very supportive of me being part of this. So I do want to bring it back to our organization and do more. We have a crasher here this year, so that's super exciting.
Nice. Speaking of crashers, Courtney's right over
Courtney's
there.
Courtney's about to crash our interview.
That looks delicious.
Oh,
come on in.
Photobomb, there she is. The new leader of the Crasher Burger.
So I'm excited to see what we can do with it internally, and
right,
as well as get more people exposed to what Filene has to offer and get that material in their hands.
Right,
I think that's a good thing, too.
It's
along with trying to incorporate the innovation, maybe as a team within our own credit union, it's pulling from Filene, all the research they've done, be a tester for the new things that come through, and incorporate that into finding better ways to create solutions for our members that are really impactful.
Good stuff, good stuff. All right, guys, I know you got some preparations to do. And
a few line readings.
You guys are veterans at this.
It'll be
a walk in the park.
Exactly.
It'll be fine. All right, well, anything else to add to wrap up? I appreciate your time being in here and all the hard work you guys have done. Just
it's been an amazing experience, and again, recommend to anyone who's watching this and curious about becoming an I3er, definitely go through the application process and apply, become part of it if you can. It's an experience that will change you, the way you think every day.
Indeed. And if you're not sure you want to do it, come to Big Bright Minds and talk to I3ers, talk to crashers.
Crash it.
We were saying yesterday, talk to vendors who really aren't trying to sell you anything.
Yes.
Which is
there
a nice, refreshing experience from most conferences that you go to.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You got some applause on that one, too.
Right?
Yes.
I know.
Good job, Holly. Good timing.
Who knows?
All right, guys. I'll let you get back to work.
All right.
Good luck on stage a little later. And,
great.
Appreciate the time. Holly, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Ryan, good job.
Take
keep
care.
Up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
Keep an eye on you guys, all right?
Please do.